Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and the title of my message today is, How Will You Answer? On Saturday, the Lord gave me a word called, How Will You Answer? Let me read that word for anybody that has not seen it. Now is the season I am calling you to rise up, my people. I am calling you to get up and do the work of my kingdom you have long known you are called to do. For too long, my people have remained complacent when I am leading them into battle. For too long, you have remained complacent when I am calling you into prayer. For too long, you have remained complacent when I am calling you to preach and prophesy to my people. There are millions of souls who have yet to hear of me, and many will not be touched if you remain complacent. Do you have an answer for me when you stand at judgment for why you did not obey me in this? For no answer will be acceptable in that day, as I have empowered you, I have anointed you, and I have called you. I provide as you go to the place where I have sent you. How will you answer for yourself if you stay in disobedience to my calling? For any of you hearing me for the first time, all the prophetic messages like this that I get from the Lord are posted on my website at wingsofprophecy.com. I feel that this is an extremely important word for all of us to consider. After we pass from this life and go to the other side, there are no do-overs. You cannot come back and do what you then suddenly realize that you left undone, or that you did not assign a high enough priority to. You cannot come back and correct the wrongs that you left behind. The time for doing all that is now. We have been given the precious word of God to instruct us, so we know what should be our priorities now. We know what we should be doing. Before we leave this life, and the Lord expects us to make use of His word, to know it and to live by it. And for you really new Christians listening to this podcast, I don't want y'all to feel left out or not understand. I suggest reading the book of Proverbs and the book of James to start in the Bible. Proverbs is a book of wisdom. It's a lot of little short sayings that if you will meditate on them, if you'll just walk around and think about those, you'll really get a lot of wisdom from them. And James was written by the brother of Jesus, and he was also the leader of the first church, is a book about how to live the Christian life. And it's very good. It's not a long book. So much wisdom in that book. If you only start with one, start with James. James is especially easy to understand, and newer translations of the Bible, like the NIV, the New International Version, also help you to understand the Bible. No matter where you are in your walk with Jesus, a good study Bible is going to be your best friend in learning the Word of God. There are notes on each page that help you understand the more difficult parts. If you invest in a good study Bible, it will really help you if you plan to stay walking with the Lord. I spent over 15 years with nothing but a plain Jane King James Version. I didn't even know there were study Bibles, and it would have helped me a lot if I'd had one. Of all the things that we do during our lifetime, after getting saved, after learning to walk in love towards other people, after letting the Lord develop our character and sanctify us, which means to get the sin out of our lives, for you newer Christians, the next most important thing is completing whatever He's given us to do, whatever He has called us to. And so I want to talk today about what you're called to do. I get emails every week from people asking me, you know, I don't know how to know what my calling is, so I don't know what to do. The Lord will always work on your character first. He's most concerned about your character. Okay, that you walk in integrity, truth, and honesty. You know, that you live a life of doing right things instead of wrong things. Because He can't use you for a lot until you get to that point where you're kind of sanctified. Okay, so let's look at callings. I'm going to give you a couple of things that will help you to discover what your calling is if you don't know. The number one thing to do is look at the things that you enjoy doing, because the Lord gives us the desires of our heart. He puts the desires into our heart to do what He has called us to do. It doesn't mean that every desire in our heart is from Him, because a lot of desires in our heart may be from Satan. We hope not, but they may be. But the Lord puts desires into our hearts to do the kind of work He's called us to do for His kingdom. Okay? From the age of 12 years old, and I remember this so clearly, I wanted to write books. I wanted to be an author. And, you know, in the past, there was just no way you were going to get published unless you were a celebrity. But I wanted to be a writer. And in my 20s, if I could have had my dream job, I would have been a motivational speaker. And now, 45 years later, the Lord has made me an author, and I do speak to motivate people in their walk with Him. See how perfectly that worked out? But He was the one who gave me those desires all those years ago. And He has done the same with you. He has placed desires in your heart and given you certain abilities and anointings to work for Him doing what He has called you to do. It is your job to figure out what those are. Those things, what you like to do, are your first clues towards what you're called to do. My mother was an extremely faithful servant of God. Her faith held up time and again through the hardest trials. I look back now and I do not know how she walked through so many years of so much hardship, but her faith kept her together. Her faith is what kept her hanging on through all the hard stuff. And our faith is what's going to keep us hanging on through all the hard stuff that's yet to come too. But she was an extremely faithful servant of God. She loved babies and children. I used to always joke with her and tell her, "Well, Mom, when you get to heaven, I know you'll be in the baby department, so I'll come look for you there." And she would always laugh. And she loved to pray to the Lord. Her calling was to raise kids, to raise us. She had five children, and she was an intercessor. She constantly prayed for people, and with incredible results, healings and all kinds of stuff. And she witnessed to anybody that had half an ear to hear her. All the way up to when she left for heaven at age 87, she was still witnessing to people. Her last words on earth were a prayer to Jesus. The second thing that you can do is to find out what your spiritual gifting is. I took a spiritual gifts test online many years ago. I took another one several years later to see if the answers differed. They didn't. The one I took used to be free. I checked it. It does not appear to be free now, but these tests exist on a number of sites and you can find them and take one. They may be free on a different site. The one I took was about 108 questions, which I answered honestly. And then it assesses what level of each of the spiritual gifts that you have, and it gives you a ranking. And I just looked at the top three or four. That's all I was, the ones that I scored the highest in. That you're not interested in every single gift, just your top three or four things will tell you. And you can find a long article about the gifts, corresponding scriptures, and how the gifts are used at a website called mintools.com. That's MIN, like in ministry, mintools.com. I came across that when I was writing this. There's also a spiritual gifts test at spiritual gifts test, gifts is plural, spiritualgiftstest.com. There are other sites that have the test too, if your local church does not offer one. Sometimes your local church does offer these tests, so you might check with your church's office or your pastor first. What you like to do or dream of doing, and the three things you score highest scores on in your spiritual gifts test, will tell you a lot about what you are called to do. So if you're seeking to know your calling, I encourage you to take one of these tests online or at your church and make a list of what you really like or want to do with your life. If you could have your dream job and money was no object and you did not have to consider what people thought of you or of the job that you had, what would your job be? Ask yourself that question. What would your job be? Okay, now, that's how to proceed for those of you who have absolutely no idea what the Lord has called you to do. But remember, He's going to work on your character. He is more concerned with your character than He is with your calling. And the reason is, partially, He can't use you in a calling until He's got your character going in the right direction, okay? He can't. The devil will tear you up with it. Okay. And everyone, no matter who you are or what else your calling is, every Christian is called to tell other people about Jesus. If you don't have a gift for evangelism, you are not alone. I don't either. You can just tell people what He's done in your life. Everyone is called to tell other people about Jesus on a continual basis. Share about Him with joy and peace, because they need to see that in your life to believe. And everyone, every Christian, is called to pray for lost souls to come into the kingdom of God. And for you new Christians, you can just pray, Lord, I just pray for all the descendants of Adam right now, Lord, for every lost soul. I lift them up to You right now, and I pray You would use this prayer to save somebody today. And pray that whenever you think of it during the day, God will bless you for that. And every Christian is called to help the poor. You know, there's a lot in the Bible about helping the poor. You can help the poor by volunteering at a soup kitchen and feeding the homeless. You can help make up, you know, holiday plates at Thanksgiving or Christmas at a local mission. Or you can give money to a ministry that specifically feeds or helps the poor. All of these are helping the poor. And there are a lot of other ways too. You kind of have to look around your town and see what's available in your town. Like where I live, there's a food pantry, so I could go and help with the food pantry, and I may do that. My point is this. You know, when we first get saved, we are so happy because we found Jesus. Not that He was lost, but we found out He is real, and we found out He is who He says He is, and He will do what He says He will do. We don't have to search for the truth about God anymore because we found it. So we're excited, right? And our life is forever changed. And most of us tried to tell friends or family about Him with varying results. Because in all honesty, I'll tell y'all something, it is the change in your life that will witness to them the loudest. It is not what you say, it is what they see. Okay? You save yourself a lot of wasted sermons that way. But, so, after, you know, we told our family and friends and everybody about, you know, what we'd found, and we're all excited, then what did we do? And this is what God showed me about this, y'all. That's why I'm talking to you about it today. This is what He showed me. We sat down in our easy chairs, and we just enjoyed our salvation, not worrying at all about the millions of other people on planet Earth who do not know Him, who are not saved, who live every day on the very edge of hell where they are headed if they don't find Him in time. This is what the Lord showed me that He is speaking to us about in that word. How will you answer? We have remained in our easy chairs and not answered His call to battle in the Spirit for others. Oh, but Lord, I'm married now. I can't. My spouse thinks that all that is stupid. Oh, Lord, I'm tired. I'm busy. I can't. So we stayed in our easy chairs and we didn't answer His call to pray for lost souls. Oh, but Lord, my family's coming to visit. I can't. Oh, Lord, I have to work tomorrow. I can't. I'm busy. I'm tired. I don't feel like it, Lord. I can't. And we stayed in our easy chairs and didn't answer His call to preach. Lord, I don't have a church to preach in. I can't. I don't know what to talk about. I can't. Nobody will listen. I'm too busy, Lord. I have to work tomorrow. I'm tired. I'm married. I have to take care of the kids. I can't. We have stayed in our easy chairs and not answered His call to prophesy. Lord, I don't know if it's You talking. I can't. What if it doesn't come to pass? What if I'm wrong? I can't. For too long, You have remained complacent when I am calling You. Do You have an answer for me when You stand at judgment for why You did not obey me in this? For no answer will be acceptable in that day, as I have empowered You. I have anointed You and I have called You. I provide for you as you go to the place where I've sent you. Did you hear what he said? He provides you as you go. When you're on your way to going where he said to go, that's when your provision comes in. He don't give it to you up front. He does not give it to you up front. Because if he gave it to you up front, it doesn't require faith. And God is always building our faith. If we remain complacent, it shows we do not care about the millions of other souls who have not yet gotten a ticket to get into heaven, many of which will die in the great war that is coming, that the Lord spoke of in another recent word. This means, among other things, we are not walking in the love of Christ. And it also means that we don't care about what's on his heart, our Father's heart. How can we not care what's on his heart, the heart of the one who hung on that cross bleeding for us, giving up all his life on earth, giving up his family, giving up his friends, and we pay him back by spending all our time hanging out with friends and family and playing sports and going shopping and enjoying ours while people die every day and go to hell who have never heard of Jesus? While all these other people he loves are dying? The Lord did not call us to just wander around on the earth enjoying our life. He did not call us to hang out with our family and go to family functions for our own pleasure. There's nothing innately wrong with doing these things if our responsibilities are taken care of. But let's remember what time frame we live in. Because you were chosen to live in this time, just like I was. The Lord has said that all of what is written in Revelations will be fulfilled in this generation. Now, I don't know which theory about is right about how long a generation is, but it's looking pretty heated on the world stage right now, like nuclear war could break out any minute, which means all those unsaved souls are at the very top of the list of what the Lord is thinking about every minute of every day right now. And it is not his will that a single one of them perish. Those are our potential brothers and sisters, y'all. They are potentially in our family if we'll just reach out to them and pull them in and snatch them from the grasp of the enemy. You want to make the Lord smile? You want to make your Father smile? Witness to somebody about him today. Just share with somebody somewhere what he's done for you in your life. Help somebody today. Show kindness. Give to somebody in need. Pray for lost souls, all the lost souls, for 15 minutes today. When you do that, you are touching the heart of God. We cannot just go to God all the time with our hand out. We need to go and praise him for what he's done for us, love on him and adore him for who he is. And then we need to address some of these things that are on his heart. It don't need to be all about us. It's not all about us, y'all. You and I are saved because somebody else obeyed and helped us to find him. For some of us, it took many someones. I know it did in my family, praying like all get out to get us into the boat. And we might not be saved right now if they had not obeyed. Now, they had other things they could have been doing with their time, am I right? I know my family did. Now it's our turn to obey so somebody else can be saved, y'all, and somebody else can be helped. We need to do our part, and we need to do it as often as possible for the rest of the time that we have on earth. We could go home any time now. Don't you want to have treasure in heaven? You just want to get up there and have nothing? I want to have treasures. Let's keep these verses in mind. The Lord considers this very important. If we are sanctified and we're walking in love, we need to be answering our call. Isaiah 65:12, therefore will I number you to the sword, and you shall all bow down to the slaughter, because when I called, you did not answer. When I spake, you did not hear, but did evil before my eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not. Isaiah 66:4, I also will choose their delusions, and will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear. But they did evil before mine eyes, and chose that in which I delighted not. Jeremiah 35:17. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard, and I have called to them, but they have not answered. And for you newer Christians, when God says, I'll do this to Judah or Jerusalem, or I'll do this to somebody, he's showing you part of his personality. Just look at the part of what it says, what he's going to do and why he's doing it when you're reading the Bible. Matthew 7:21 to 23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. That means whatever is his will. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Look what they said. And in thy name done many wonderful works. Those are people who are all about works, not relationship. Him knowing you is about a relationship with him, a relationship with the living God, where you spend time with him every day and sit in his presence and in his love, and you show him love by showing up and bringing your presence. Luke 14:16-24. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. They were making an excuse why they couldn't do what the master said to do. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. In other words, I'm busy with work, and I go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and shewed his lord these things. He went back to his boss. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. In other words, all those who made excuses why they couldn't do what I was calling them to come do, they're not coming to the wedding feast. Okay, got a few prophetic words for listeners now. Let's go to those. Lord, I thank you and give you praise for these prophetic messages, and I pray that they would touch the lives they're intended for. Mary, you have just come through a sickness. The Lord says you did not think sometimes that you were going to come through that. I think it may have been cancer. The Lord wants you to know you do not have to worry that the illness will come back. He says it will not come back ever. Jesus bless you, Mary. Philip, you are a very faithful servant of the Lord. The Lord wants you to know that he has noticed your faithfulness. You think no one notices what you do, but you are devoted to the Lord, and you continue being faithful and doing the right thing. Others around you are not like you. They do not do the things that you do because they are less devoted. The Lord says to tell you that he is sending you a very big blessing soon, something you have been wishing for. And I see a really lovely angel that walks with you everywhere you go, one of your guardians. You have an angel of mercy, Philip. I don't know if it is mercy on you or your mercy on others I'm seeing, but keep up the good work. Lennon or McLennan. The Lord says you really did not expect to receive a word today, but that he really wanted to tell you that you are on the wrong track. You need to change courses, Lennon, because you are about to suffer a terrible loss in your life if you do not. This is very, very important. Change direction. Get on the path of doing the right thing, or something very bad is about to happen. The Lord loves you, and he is trying to prevent the disaster that you're headed for. I think you may be doing drugs, and you're about to be arrested and sent to prison. Change direction, Lennon. Start doing what's right. Do it now. Larry, the Lord is saying that you have a hidden sin, one no one else knows about, and he wants you to let it go. Let it go and turn away from it. If you will do this, he will bless you. But if you refuse, your sin is going to be found out. Bill or Billy, you are not sure about God, and you're a little bit angry at him too. Billy, he is not responsible for what happened to you long ago. He isn't, and you aren't either. The unforgiveness in your heart is holding you back from being blessed. Let that go, and you will be a much, much happier person. The Lord wants you to forgive what has happened to you. Don't let your past own you. Kelly, you have such a soft heart for people. The world needs more people who have such a gentle heart, especially towards God's people. The Lord wants you to know that that is very precious to Him, and that you are going to receive some very special blessings, and I quote, very special blessings, because of your compassion towards others. Rick, there is a spiritual gift the Lord has placed in you that the Lord is, He's kind of activating it right now. You will feel this gift start to rise up in you when He wants to operate through it. Just let it flow and He will do the rest. Barbara or Babs, you have been working in spite of a disability that you have, which makes working very difficult for you. The Lord wants to heal that disability so your life will not be so difficult. He says to start confessing that you are created in His image, perfect in every way. He wants you to confess this multiple times every day and the healing will begin. This is going to be a progressive healing, not an immediate healing. You know, a lot of times if people pray something two or three times and they think, oh, well, I wasn't healed, it doesn't work. No, most of the time healing is a journey and it takes a while. Occasionally you'll see miraculous healings, but most healings are actually progressive. So don't give up before your healing shows up. And by the way, you can pray for healing for your pets too. When you pet them and you lay hands on them, my friend taught me this, who's a prayer warrior. Just pray, curse any disease and command it to leave and come out of their body. And just pray and say, I release healing into the body of this, you know. And the other thing that I claim, because I serve God and I do everything I can to do everything right, is I said, Lord, you know, in the Old Testament, in the blessings, you blessed people's livestock, and I count my pets as livestock in your eyes, so I declare that they're blessed. There is somebody that needs to hear this word, but the Lord is not giving me a name because He is protecting your privacy. There is a man listening right now. You are what I call secondhand listening. Someone in your house is listening to this podcast, and you are overhearing it. You have been participating in an adulterous affair for months. The Lord says to tell you that you must abandon this affair immediately if you do not want to be exposed, because it is about to be found out. You are going to be discovered in this affair in a very short time, like a week, maybe less than a week, if you do not immediately abandon it and repent. The Lord loves you, sir. He's trying to give you a chance to come out of that thing and repent instead of facing the destruction that it's going to bring if you don't. All glory to God for these prophetic words. He is so merciful to speak to us prophetically. Thank you for listening. I hope you all have a really great week. Jesus bless you. And by the way, next week's podcast is going to be on Proverbs, I believe it's 17:13, that when you whoever returns evil for good, destruction will not depart from their house, because the Lord has shown me some things about that. So y'all look forward to that. Y'all have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart?
I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change. There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write the Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax, and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax.
Are there areas of your life you just can't seem to overcome in, no matter what you try? Are you plagued by depression, poverty, anger, lust, or failure? Do you recognize your predisposition to commit the same sins committed by your forefathers? Do you want a better life? Many people live their whole lives under generational and other types of curses without understanding they can be free. Learn what the scriptures say about curses and why they are still relevant today. Learn how to defeat every one of them through the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You can break the curses off your life and start experiencing breakthroughs like never before. Read about different types of curses and how to break them, including anger, a curse that causes angry outbursts in constant anger. Barrenness, a curse that causes miscarriages and prevents pregnancies. Fear, a curse that brings a plague of fear and anxiety. Illegitimacy, a curse that causes lust, rebellion, and sexual dysfunction. Get the book, Loosed from Chains of Darkness, Destroying Curses Through the Power of the Cross. Available now on Amazon.com, in print and Kindle. Loosed from Chains of Darkness, and be free. Have you ever been betrayed by someone you love deeply? If you have, then you know being betrayed by someone you love can be a life-altering experience. What you may not know is that every Christian must pass the test of absolute betrayal at least once in their Christian walk if they want to go higher. No test hurts more or pulls more strongly on your emotions than when someone you love completely turns against you. Do you know how to pass this test? Through a revelation received from the Lord, I share the good news about why betrayal visits Christians and how to pass this test once and for all. Don't let your betrayal catch you by surprise. Get the Judas Test on Amazon.com in print and Kindle versions. The Judas Test.